This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. That may not be front and single, yeah. Won't you see your not so clear? Hey, in the sky so very dear, yeah. You shine a star.
Back with you at 5 minutes of the Fan, Martin and Charlie. Frank out a little early on assignment. It's been a big week of assignments for Frank.
Yeah.
We had Trevor in the house. We're going to talk to Isaac Bruce, who is a Hall of Fame finalist yet again. That's coming up. And then in the noon hour, Andy Strickland, his Wednesday report. I think he's, other than the slop, I feel like he's avoiding us as much as possible when we want to talk 622 Blue.
I was wondering, because he texted me this morning. He did give a heads up that he might have to be at the rink when I texted him yesterday afternoon. This morning, he said, I got to be at the rink. Fox wants me there. But my first thought was, you know, if Allen had pitched a shutout last night against Dallas, would Strickland maybe have been in studio?
Correct. That's my theory. 12:30, we'll talk hockey with Andy Strickland. Texters throughout 855-282. Is that sound right? 82.
55, double nickel.
How many years do you have to be here to get that memorized?
We've been here two.
A lot of have it written on the wall. Just because it's not that easy. 855-282-8255. We are a few weeks away from the Super Bowl in Atlanta. That also means we're a few weeks away from the annual announcement. The night before the Super Bowl for the latest Pro Football Hall of Fame class. And on the phone right now, somebody who has asked me to prepare my speech to get ready for Canton to do the introductions, and that person is Isaac Bruce. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mark, what's up, man? Hopefully you got the first two paragraphs ready. I may have to go over it and maybe edit a couple of things, but be prepared, man.
Okay, thank you.
And this is for the party the night before the induction.
I'm at my own hotel.
You're going to have a couple lines to throw out there and introduce him.
At
yes.
The media hotel that's an hour away from Canton.
In the lobby.
Isaac saying, you go ahead. You hold court with all your media friends. Perfect.
Hey, this is before the bus leaves the arch.
The St. Louis version. Yeah. I love that.
I'll be. So in other words, not only does he not want me doing the introduction, he doesn't even want me in Canton. He's like, why don't you do the send off for all the Rams fans
at Lambert?
Yes, at a leaving town. Give me an idea. Level of excitement. You've been down this road. It's probably dangerous to get too excited. I think we all have a good feeling this year. But what are your emotions?
I say my excitement level is about it's kind of, you know, tapering towards Barry Sanders going in the end zone and handing the ball to the referee right about now. And I'm sure as it gets closer, I'll get more excited. But, you know, most of my excitement comes from just seeing friends and family who have been a big part of it. And their excitement of it, and just kind of celebrating with them a little bit.
Is any part of it sort of weird? I mean, your career's been over for a while. The numbers are outstanding, but they haven't changed. You haven't caught an NFL touchdown in the last couple of years. And yet, right. Eventually, they're like, you are a Hall of Famer. But for a couple of years, like, yeah, not quite. But then eventually you are. And I know you can't let everybody in at one time. But does it feel a little strange that way? Well, you're not quite worthy. We didn't knock on your door. And then all of a sudden it happens.
I'll tell you what, Martin, it's like this, man. You know, most of your career, when you get drafted, then, you know, in your career, you know, you have sports writers and TV analysts describe and say why you are a Hall of Famer. And then it switches once you retire. You know, they start to nitpick your career and want to say why you aren't right now. So, you know, it's kind of been that way the last three seasons. But, you know, I'm excited. And just an opportunity to go back to a city where we had so much great success in winning a Super Bowl and being there for those two reasons, man. I'm going to have fun with it.
Isaac, you bring up a great point because it seems like we talk about that a lot with the Hall of Fame, especially baseball. It happened this past year with Harold Baines. Everybody's debating players, should they get in, shouldn't they get in? And all of these guys are great players. So even if you say, okay, they shouldn't get in, they're still great players. And it seems like you're kind of taking away from some of these guys as we're debating this process.
Well, that's the thing that I see. I mean, I read an article about Gary Sheffield yesterday. And everything that he brought to the table, his production level, And it's weird because I remember Gary and the things that he did on the diamond. But, you know, it's about, you know, kind of like some people got to wait their time. They talk about this log jam, which I really don't believe in. I think the most significant thing that's happened in the last couple of years is that they've allowed a couple of former players to go into the get on the committee as far as voting. So I'm excited about that. And maybe we'll get probably two or three more guys in there because, you know, guys like myself who's played the game, been in the locker room, they know who can play, you know, within four or five practices. So maybe if more of those guys and some of the defensive coordinators and offensive coordinators are allowed in the room, you know, we'll see a difference as far as who gets in and when.
And give us a reminder, that process, so where you'll be in Atlanta on that Saturday and how it'll play out.
Well, I mean, they tell you to have fun, you know, make your appearances during the week. But once Saturday comes, they kind of want you in your room at 3 p.m. And you're to get a knock on the door if you've made it, or you get a phone call if you hadn't. So, but they expect you to be in the room, just watching television, just waiting. So, I mean, the first year I was in the room, I was waiting. We were supposed to get either a call or a knock on the door before 5 p.m. And when I looked at my watch one time, it was 4:55. So I'm expecting a knock and not a call. 4:57, I got a phone call and they let me know that I didn't make it. So it's a different process. But once again, I'll enjoy it.
I got to tell you, if I'm in Atlanta that day, and I might just go up and knock on the door. Hey, what's up, man? Did you just knock on the door?
Like, just don't call.
Housekeeping. Isaac Bruce with us, the Rams legend, and he is a Hall of Fame finalist for the class of 2019. How much have you perused the list? Just to be in the group here, you got Steve Atwater, Champ Bailey, Tony Baselli, Don Coryell, Alan Faneca, Tom Flores, Tony Gonzalez, Steve Hutchison, Edgerrin James, Ty Law, Kevin Mawai, John Lynch, Ed Reed, Richard Seymour. I wasn't planning on reading the whole list. I decided to do it. It's got to be fun, though, even just to see those names. A lot of your contemporaries in there.
Oh, no doubt, man. And all of those guys are great players, and I believe every last one of them will actually be Hall of Famers. You talk about some of the names and guys who actually added to the game itself, like Don Coryell. We mimicked a lot of their plays and formations that we were running with the greatest show on turf. Edgerrin James, obviously one of the better running backs he's ever played this game. And Tony Gonzalez, man. I mean, Tony Gonzalez, he's put up numbers like a wide receiver. So it's special just to be included with these guys. They can only take five, I think. So we'll see.
Do you think, this is a two-parter, do you think you would have been in earlier if the Rams had won more than one Super Bowl, or if you'd been more of a me guy or a show me guy or a big media guy? Do you think either of those would have been a factor?
I think the stats do say that. You know, we as human beings sometimes we like to get in front of the camera and send our representatives as opposed to the true people that we are. And, you know, the stats, you know, the way they voted for people and got some people in, you know, they scrutinized a little bit more than your production on the field. I think I enjoyed the way that I played. I think I was a good teammate. I think I helped develop other talent that came after me and during my tenure while I was there. I think I added to the organization, and it's evident. They're always asking me to come back and be a part of what's going on. So I have a home to go back to whenever it's time to scratch my football itch. So, you know, it's kind of up to those people. I just ask that they be authentic in their decision-making.
Isaac, I know we're focusing on the Hall of Fame here, but 2020, St. Louis getting the XFL. Any chances if they asked you to be a coach of any sort, would you be interested at all?
Hey, you know what? That'd be hard to turn down, man. I am a St. Louis guy. I love and I enjoy football, the game of football. And you know what? I've always been interested in the development of young players. And I believe young players, those right on the cusp of making it into the NFL and those who are very young playing probably special teams in the NFL, they all need that development. And I think leagues like this give them another opportunity to develop themselves as a player. So absolutely, I'd be willing to sit down and just listen and see how it goes.
They just need to know the price goes up when he's a Hall of Famer. Okay. Will you?
Absolutely. They better do it early.
Would you reach out to them for a situation like that?
No, I don't think so. That's not really my style. But I'm more than willing to talk, more willing to listen, kind of communicate with whoever I need to communicate with. And if I had to get a staff together, I don't foresee that being too difficult as well.
I will have to say this. Since the Rams exit from St. Louis, nobody has done more to continue the embrace of, you know, not necessarily the Rams identity, but that football past, the great years that we did have, than you. And I would not have predicted that when you were a player. Like, I know you love St. Louis and the fans loved you. I didn't see it coming. And I know we've talked a lot about that. Not necessarily coming out of your shell, but post-football, the Isaac Bruce that I've seen, your embrace of this city, though, in the last few years, I think it's been really important to the football fans who are still sort of hurt over the process. Was that, I know you had the foundation going, but was it a little bit by design once they left, like, hey, I want St. Louis to know that I'm not gone?
Well, definitely by design. I think, you know, it's kind of like, you know, giving back to a city that's given me so much. So much love, so much support and encouragement. And, you know, it's like once you stop doing a profession or the city where, you know, you did most of your growing up, it's hard to leave it. I mean, I think St. Louis, you know, kind of ranks right up there with me right now as far as Fort Lauderdale, where I'm from. And, you know, I thought it was important to make sure the foundation stays, and I have great supporters, people who help me to do what we have been accomplishing, and it's only growing, Martin. So I'm excited to keep the foundation there and do what I can to help.
IsaacBruce.org, more information about the foundation and the great work he does. We agree on a lot of things, but on Saturday night, I'll probably be wearing my Ezekiel Elliott gear. For one night, I'll be a big Jared Jones fan, just for one night only. The bitterness has subsided quite a bit, but I would like to see Dallas win. I know you are on board. You'd love to see your franchise advance.
Well, I tell you what, man, you'll be in a long line and a long, huge trailer of a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans who have been disappointed time and time again, you know, in the postseason. So absolutely, I plan on being at the game. It's going to be great. I think we have everything that you know, we need to secure this victory. I think the defense is coming around, and we're going to unleash number 30, man, and give them a version of what a true versatile running back is all about. So it's going to be exciting atmosphere, but I think we're going to win it.
And you are a vocal alum. I did see, I think it was the Bears game. You're just hand the ball off. I saw Coach Bruce will chime in on Twitter.
That's it, man. When it's cold and you're a Southern California team, and you go to Chicago, where it can be 10 degrees, 9 degrees at night, the sun's going down, just turn around and hand the football off, man. Running backs, running games, and great defense always travels in the NFL. So don't make it hard on yourself. Try to get too cute.
Isaac Bruce, the future Hall of Famer, checking in with us here on 590 The Fan. Best of luck. We'll be talking to you after the process. I think we all have a real good feeling this year. The only wide receiver on this list of 15 finalists for the class of 2019. And he is always first class.
First ballot for us.
How about that? I was trying to think of something. That's as eloquent as I can get without saying something stupid.
And that's why you're not going to introduce him.
Correct.
Okay.
I got it. I'm saying it on the record. I've said it before. Mike Martz will be his guy. I could be wrong. I'm just putting it's either that or Keith Lyle. That's all I got. Probably not.
Hey, TBA, man. TBA.
All right. TBA. There he is. Thanks, Isaac.
Thank you, man.
Isaac,
see ya.
Bruce. Going to go in this year. Just look at that class. Your blink on a lot of these. I think Tony Gonzalez.
In.
He's in. Ed Reed, probably
in
terms of first ballot kind of guys. And they say it's not set up this way, but you almost always have a receiver, a linebacker, a safety, you know, like an O lineman. The problem for all the, there's Kevin Mawai and Hutchison, Baselli, there's all these O linemen. You're not going to have like four put that way. So I think the odds are very good, and it's going to be in Atlanta, which is great. Site of the Super Bowl from 19 years ago.
And he said it's like Barry Sanders, basically. He's already scored, and he's just handing the ball off to the referee. You read that list, and I know we're biased here. We love Isaac, and we watched him with the Rams, but I'm looking at that list, and I did the same thing you did. I said Tony Gonzalez in first year, Ed Reed in. The third guy that I picked, and I'm just looking at all the names, was Isaac Bruce. I think he's in, I don't want to say easily, I don't want to jinx this, but
everybody hit the,
with five guys going in, how can he not go in with
that
list?
Here we go. Yeah, no, I'm not going to make it now.
Oh, no.
But look, even Isaac said.
No, I agree.
On this show.
But look, even Isaac said, and I'm sure he didn't feel that way in years past, right? This year, he feels like it's a done deal. He basically said that.
And I have to tell you, he is underrated funny. We do a lot of these events. He'll come back and have a big gala, and we sit up on the panel. And this year was great because we had Ricky Prohl and Torrey Holt, and the receivers were all sitting there. And I think I made some comment. I said, you know, I love Isaac like a brother. And he said, Martin, you're like the brother that I just don't call that often or something. Fair enough. Hey, Midday Grind is next, Charlie. Brand new show.
New show, new content. Hockey talk, Mizzou basketball talk.
Yes. Chuck was holding the Tigers accountable in Columbia. Strick is on the ice, or he's near the ice. If he's on the ice,
ringside.
He's ringside. That's coming up next on 590 The Fan.